Throne, The Tales of Connor Archer, Volume 1, written by E.R. Barr, narrated by Alan Ross. Acknowledgements. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me a love of story. Thanks to my brothers and sisters for their encouragement. Thanks to the wonderful folks at Telemachus Press for their expertise in editing and publishing a novel. Thanks to the One for creating the magical place that marks the junction of the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers, a land of wonders waiting to reveal itself, down by the river where the waters flow. When angels fell, some fell on the land, some on the sea. The former are called the Tuatha De Danann, the people of the Hollow Hills, and the latter are the Roan, the people of the seals. Anonymous, from the Orkney Islands. The Ballad of Willie Archer. Oh, as I was a-walkin' down by yon mill town, the fair and lovely mountains they did me surround. I spied a pretty fair maid, and to me she looked grand. She was plucking wild roses on the banks of the Bann. Well, I walked up to this fair maid, and to her I did say, "Since nature has found us, to me come this day. Since nature has found us, won't you give me your hand? And we will walk together on the banks of the Bann." Now, it being a summer's evening and a fine, quiet place, I knew by the blushes that appeared on her face. Her feet they fell from her on a sweet bed of sand, and she fell into my arms by the banks of the Bann. She said, "Young man, you have wronged me. Won't you tell me your name, so that when the child is born I might call him the same? My name is Willie Archer. And you must understand that my home and habitation lie close to the Bann. For I cannot marry you, for apprenticed I'm bound to the spinning and the weaving in Rathfreeland town. But when my time is over, I will give you my hand, and we will walk together on the banks of the Bann. So come, all you pretty fair maids, and take warning by me. Don't go out a-courtin' at 1, 2, or 3. No, don't go out a-courting so late if you can, or you'll meet with Willie Archer on the banks of the Bann." Prologue. "Judas Priest," swore Walter Johnson. "Damn, brandy's going to be the death of me yet." Wrenching a hook out of the fleshy part of his palm, he spat into the darkening twilight. He heard the gob hit the river, reached for his bottle, poured just a tad on his bleeding hand, and took another deep drink. "The mist," he muttered, "coming in fast." He watched the fog creep from White Creek into the main channel of the Wisconsin River. At night, the mist often collected around the river bottoms, sloughs, and 600-foot bluffs that made up this section of the great United States. This night was no different. The fog never rose from the great rivers. It always started in the backwaters and small creeks that fed them. As the mist crawled over the banks of the tiny tributaries, it made its way down to the rivers Wisconsin and Mississippi, just like it was doing this evening. Walter knew this was going to be a very foggy night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?